Trash Tammy, aka Chelsea Lynn, is playing a bunch of shows in Chicago, also Wisconsin. Now, can we call you Chelsea?
Oh, heck yeah. Call me Chelsea. People slip up and call me Tammy. I'll answer to either.
That's going to be really weird in public when you're just walking around, I don't know, a fair or a festival or something where there's a lot of people around and you hear two different names. You're like, are you talking to me? Is that me?
It happened. Yes. I was in the airport yesterday, walking through the airport, and I had on two separate occasions, people, Tammy! And I just waved and I answer to it, man. I don't mind.
Do you get any strange requests when people approach you like, hey, can I get a video of you saying this or saying that?
Not really. I get not really saying things. I get a lot of people, well, women, that like want to get really touchy and like kiss me and touch. And I'm just like, that's a little, I don't know. I get it a lot.
That is so bizarre. All right, we should. What?
I want to know. Did you give yourself the name Trailer Trash Tammy? Did somebody else give it to you?
That's all me.
I have a cousin. When he gets drunk, he goes from Andy to Randy. Is that like? How did you come up with Trailer Trash Tammy?
That's hilarious. You know, I created this character, and it happened randomly on Vine. I just made a couple videos, not really thinking anything of it. And people just started to love it. I gained like 1,000 followers. I thought that was crazy. And so I thought, okay, maybe I should give this character a name, you know? And I knew I wanted Trailer Trash in the front, and so I wanted a T name to go with it. And it just rolled off the tongue like butter, man. Trailer Trash Team. I go, that's it. That's it.
You know, JB, I'll tell you, he said to me last week, a couple weeks ago, hey, we're going to interview Trailer Trash Tammy. And I was like, who's that? And then I went, oh, yes, I've watched her a million times.
It's so funny. I mean, you've got over 4 million followers on Facebook. You have 1.3 million YouTube subscribers. You got a gajillion people on your Instagram. Your original Instagram had 2 million. Why did they get deleted?
I have no idea. I woke up one morning and Instagram just decided they were going to delete my page. So I had to start all the way over from scratch.
Well, those mother blankers.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
How many radio interviews are you doing today? Is it just us, or are you inundated with a bunch of radio people today?
Oh, no. You're number 4 out of 9.
Well, let me ask you this. Hopefully nobody else has asked you this morning. What's the weirdest thing you've ever smashed with your boob?
Man, I think you guys saw it. It was the roach.
Yes.
The roach. And you know what? I have a podcast called The Viral Podcast, and we have callers that will call in and ask us questions. And we had this lady call in yesterday, and she was upset because she said, you know, I went over to my best friend's house. I was checking on her dog. She's out of town. And she was like, I walked in, and there was, like, just roaches everywhere. And she was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, hell, call me. I'll come over and smash every single one of them. Need to start a business.
So great. We have Trailer Trash Tammy on with us. It's Lil Zim and JB on Q98.5. You got, I was wrong. You have 4 shows in the area, Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Madison. That's exciting. Your 2023 is going to be a busy year for you so far.
Oh, yeah. Very busy.
Do you have time just to chill?
Not really, but it's fine because I feel so lucky to do this that it doesn't really feel like work, you know? And it's like, I'm doing it while it's hot, you know, while people are buying tickets and while people are watching stuff. I'm going to continue to create, you know, and until they get sick of me, honestly. I'm just going to work.
That's smart.
Until they get sick of me.
That's smart. I love the fact that some of these people that did go viral on Vine or whatever social media avenue are turning their shtick, if you will, into a show. We recently had Charlie Behrens here, a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I don't know what we're going to expect, but let's go to the show. And I had a great time, and I got to imagine you put a lot of thought into how your shows are going to go, but can you give us like a little layout, if you will, of what to expect if we saw Chelsea Lynn, a.k.a. Trailer Trash Tammy, in person? What are we going to see?
Absolutely. So we start the show with two of my best friends, and they're also fellow stand-up comedians. They open the show, one comes out for 15 minutes, one comes out for 20 minutes. They are funnier than me. I will just say that right off the bat. And then I come out as Trailer Trash Tammy, and I will do about 50 to 55 minutes of stand-up comedy. And all the material that I've written and perform on stage is true to me, is true to Chelsea. It's real life stories, real life childhood, like everything's real. I just tell it in Tammy's voice.
That's cool. Great. I love that. Did you have to go to anybody to help you write with comedy? Because I tried to do stand up many years ago and it was the most terrifying failure ever.
That's the hardest part for me is writing. So here's what I like to do. I like to write a bit and I'll work on it. It takes me a while to work on it. I'll work on it for weeks or months. And then when I feel like it's done, like I can't add any more to it, the girl that opens for me, Tina Deball, her boyfriend is a very successful comedian out of St. Louis. His name is Rafe Williams. And I will give it to him, and he will kind of help me, because he's been writing for like 20 years. He'll kind of help me say, hey, maybe we should move this around, maybe we should add this. So he helps me punch it up, you know, to the next level. But I love, that's how I like to write.
Do you ever, since you said, you know, that all your material is true to life, do you ever have family and friends like, man, Chelsea, why are you telling that story?
Kinda, yeah, to be honest with you.
Lil Zim's husband gets so mad.
Well, then I could just hear my mom be like, Shannon, what are you doing?
Yeah, when we talk about him, because we literally share everything on the air. I mean, we are one of the most real radio shows you're going to find in the Midwest, and we don't give any blanks.
Yes.
And so even my 13-year-old's like, Dad, can you stop talking about me at work?
Oh, no.
Like, boy, that's I pay so the bills. Funny.
Yeah, I get a little bit of that for sure. Absolutely.
All right, this is so exciting. You got a lot of time coming up here in the cold. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit warmer when you're here. So it's April 8th in Chicago, the 11th in Milwaukee, the 12th in Green Bay, and then the 13th in Madison. Four great shows. That's going to be exciting. I'm so excited for you. I love when I see people, the stories of like, well, I threw this on Vine or whatever, and it blew up, and now you're doing your thing. That's so cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I can't really get to do it, to be honest with you. It's wild. I haven't gotten used to it, that's for sure.
Variety's 2021 Top 10 Comics to Watch. You are on that list. How does that feel?
Not even real. It feels like you just made that up. Honestly, it feels like you literally just made that up. Like, that is the wildest thing to hear. No, that's crazy.
You've earned it.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that you're consistent with what you put out to the masses on social media. And that's, I think, one thing people don't do enough sometimes is, you know, they do something for a little bit, then they stop. And you didn't do that. You didn't quit after Vine went down the toilet.
Oh, no. I went harder after Vine went down the toilet, man. I went harder.
Who do you like to watch, say, on social media?
Oh, gosh. I did not like TikTok at first. It took me a while to get into. Now I have to limit myself because I will lay in bed and just watch TikTok for 4 hours. I love the people that like organize their fridge. You know the type of videos
yes,
I'm doing?
I watched that one.
Just started following this lady that cans food. And so she has a garden and she cans food. I forgot her name. And I will just sit there and watch her can food.
All right. So this is so embarrassing. But lately, the last couple of weeks, I've been obsessed with watching this guy on TikTok who is a retired cop. But he does like a role playing on Grand Theft Auto. I'm watching a 60-year-old man play video games for like an hour. I'm like, what is going on with my life?
Right. It's like the kids on YouTube who will watch other kids play with toys.
That's my girls, 100%.
Yeah. My son watches videos of people playing Fortnite while he's playing Fortnite. I'm like, what is...
Yeah, or the Roblox kids, you know, they're acting out. I'm like, this is literally the stupidest thing you could be watching right now.
Yes. It's wild what entertains us these days.
EatMyTrash.com is where you want to go to get the tickets to see Trailer Trash. Tammy, I feel like we could talk to you all day.
Yeah, we could. But
thank you. Y'all are awesome. And that is a real website, by the way.
I'm looking at it. I'm not kidding. EatMyTrash.com. I'm so glad that this conversation with you has gone a lot better than our conversation with Chelsea Handler.
He was embarrassing.
Oh, really?
I embarrassed myself, but it happens.
Listen,
there's something sexy about women who are just funny and don't give a blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you get caught up
in
it.
And now you're starting to get creepy again. So
no,
stop.
I don't want Trailer Trash Tammy's husband to come stomp a mud hole on me because that guy played football. I know that for sure.
Yes, he did. I don't mind a little bit of creepy, though. It keeps things interesting. I love it. Creep on, man.
You are the absolute best. I'm so glad we got you on the show.
Oh, dude, thanks for having me. This is awesome.